Over the weekends, it floated this idea once again that that Andy Serkis's performance is so very, very deft and subtle.
Yeah, I agree.
And advancing the idea again that all Weta's doing is enabling what he's doing anyway.
Yep.
And right away, the same crowd comes back. Nope. They're augmenting. They're doing stuff that he doesn't quite do. It's a joint effort, therefore.
Because I read it. I saw what you said. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I think. If you are... The complexity you're talking about, the subtlety, the emotionality, if you're responding to that in Caesar, what you're responding to is Andy. Andy's performance, I think, is amazing. And in fact, one of the early, like when I was trying to figure out to make sure the story was working and all of that, and like, does this make any sense before I show it? Like, I had some friends come, and JJ was one of those people, and when people saw, there's a version of this movie that's just Andy with his mocap camera. And what's crazy is that version works. It's not the same, of course you're not seeing the amazing sort of, you know, version of the movie where they're apes, and that's this whole amazing, uncanny, bizarre, incredible thing. But when you see Andy, the movie works emotionally, and it's true of the other ape performers as well. Like, we got Toby Kebbell, I think, gives a great performance, and the reason Koba is powerful is because Toby is powerful, and the same thing with our other ape performers. And the thing about it is it's not quite as simple, I think, as what you're saying in this sense in terms of Weta, which is the digital makeup, which actually I found out was a term originally to some degree coined by Weta. It's an oversimplification, because the emotion, the performance, it's all the actors. And in the case of Andy Serkis, who I think is magnificent in the movie, it's him. But what Weta does is they translate, not just in a way that's like a button, they translate what he does onto the anatomy of an ape. And that's where their artistry comes in, because his body is nothing like an ape's. His face is nothing like an ape's. So he's got to find the shapes. The artists have to find the shapes in Andy's eyes, the shapes in his mouth, and express them on anatomy that doesn't have those shapes. And find the way. And in fact, much of what editing in this movie is about is us chasing Andy's performance. The idea is to get it as close as possible to what Andy's doing, because he is driving the emotion of the story. So if you love his performance, you love his performance. That's not Weta. But what Weta is doing is, in its way, equally magnificent, but in a different category, which would be in the category of best visual effects. I think these are some of the best visual effects that have ever been done. I mean, I really do think that this is a new high watermark, and certainly the best mocap translation performance stuff that's ever been done. I think the apes, they redid their hair simulations, they redid, like, these apes look like apes. It's remarkable. And then we shot in these real locations under these difficult circumstances. So they absolutely, this is not done without artistry on their part, but their artistry is in taking that performance and rendering it into an ape. But the performance, if you're responding to it, you're not responding to Weta, you're responding to Andy and the way that Weta has successfully translated to what he's done. So it is absolutely, if you like his performance, then he absolutely deserves that kind of recognition.
The word is not augmented, it's translated.
I would say translated, yeah. And that translation is no easy task, and I'll bet you that any other company in the world that tried to do it couldn't do it as well as Weta. And